Shus, Rav Cohen, and everyone else who is here from the Tzevis of Rosh Yeshiva and Ramim and Mashkichim, and of course very Choshev Talmidim. I wanted to dedicate this shiur to the Le'ilu Nishmas of those who were killed in Jersey City, and also, unfortunately, it gives me the theme of my Sichas Musar tonight, which is the roots and the consequences of anti-Semitism. There's a famous Sifri, which Rashi brings, it's also Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. The Pasuk says, Vayorotz Esav likrosoi vayichabekeyu, vayipol al tzavorov vayishakeyu, vayivku. On the vayishakeyu, there are nekudos. Nokud olav, and here there's a machloikas, what the nekudos are supposed to teach us. One man, the Yoma, says, shaloi neshokoi b'chol libay, that even in that poignant moment, that which Esav embraced him, vayichabekeyu, vayishakeyu, and he kissed him, it was not with a full heart. He still harbored the resentment, he still harbored the anger of Yikruvu Yimei Evel Avi Vahargoes Yaakov Ochi. Shimon Bar Yochai, on the other hand, says halacha, although it is true, and it's very fascinating that the word halacha is used, Biyadua she'esav soine liyakov. Generally speaking, and throughout all time, Esav hates Yaakov. Elanef churachamov ba'oisa shah unishakoi b'chol libay. But that one moment in history was a yotzei min haklal. At that moment, Esav is a brother. Unishakoi b'chol libay. It's very interesting that the Aksav HaKabbalah explains it al pi diktuk, and he says it's very fascinating to note the difference between the words by Lavan, where it says vayichabek lo, vayinashek lo. Where he says the verb and the objective pronoun that he kissed him are two separate words, vayichabek lo, vayinashek lo. Whereas here, the vav, which is the objective pronoun, is built into the verb itself, vayichabekehu, vayishakehu. And that is what gives us the question, what kind of chibuk and nishuk was it? That perhaps there was a possibility. Perhaps there was a possibility that this was in fact neshokoi b'chol libay. And this is really the history of the world, and certainly in Maisa Ova Simen Labanim, the reasons for Esav to hate Yaakov are misplaced. The reasons for Lavan to hate and Lavan bikesh lakar es hakoil are misplaced. But nevertheless, the reality is what it is. And remarkably, the only time that Yaakov has true peace and tranquility in his life after he goes Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva is the short kufa that he spends in the end of his days in Mitzrayim. And we all know how that turned out in the end. Vayokam el chadosh asher lo yada es Yosef. Part of the uniqueness of anti-Semitism is that the tov that Klal Yisrael performs in all the places that they find themselves in Golos, is itself turned into a source of Ra. Hava nischak maloi. I remember many times that the Rav, when he was speaking about the Haggadah Shel Pesach, pointed out that in the drushes of Aram Yovid Avi, they keep saying Kmo Shenemar this and Kmo Shenemar that, and that these are not merely psukim that are corroborating the point, but explaining the point and deepening the point. And Vayoreyu al Sanu HaMitzrim can be interpreted in two ways. They did evil to us, they hurt us, they caused us pain and suffering. But it could also be interpreted as they made us look evil. They took the good of Yosef and they turned it upside down. And they said that we were a fifth column, that we were going to ruin everything. And if Chalila v'chas is going to be an enemy at the gates, who's going to be the first one to rise up and join the enemy, if not the Jews? Hava nischak maloi. And so it has been in all the generations. When Haman says, Yeshno amechod mefuzar meforod beino amim, v'doseim shonos mikolam. But he has to conclude, v'esdosei hamelech einom oisim. The Jews might be the most obedient of citizens. They might be the most productive, the most capable, and they enhance the country, whichever country it is, whether it's Paras and Modai, or whether it's America, or for that matter, whether it was Germany, before the Nazis. The Jews occupied positions of authority because they gained those positions by dint of their hard work and their intelligence. But just the same, the Juden sind unser Unglück, the Jews are our misfortune, our disaster. And we have to be Juden rein, free of all those Jews. A remarkable thing, that we survived Bichlal. Where does it all begin? So the Maisa of a Siman Labonim is a harbinger of things to come. But where it begins apparently was at Har Sinai. In fact, the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah says, why, of the many names that this place has, why is it called Har Sinai? Shemimenu yoda sina la'ovdei kochavim. The phrase is ambiguous. And in fact, a select few, such as the Maral in Gvurus Hashem, Perek Chav Gimel, and the Pri Tzadik in Bamidbar, Rosh Chodesh Sivan of Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, they actually learned that the sinna is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sinna to the Goyim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'atem ti'uli mamlechas koinim v'goy kodosh, there was a separation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects the rest of the world in favor of Klal Yisrael. And that is the pshat of the pasuk, Hello, Och Esav Liyakov, is Esav Sanesi. But the vast majority of Mefarshim, and those who quote this Chazal, learn it simply, that from Har Sinai, the Goyim began to hate the Jews. They are an Ama Nifchar. I might suggest, although there are thousands of explanations for anti-Semitism and all of them are wanting, it is a halacha, b'yodua she'esav sonei liyakov, but I would like to suggest perhaps that the ultimate reason that the Goyim hate the Jews is because they believe that they have the MS and that somewhere along the line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this people. It is built in a very warped way, into the great religions of Christianity and Islam, but you don't have to believe in anything to be an anti-Semite. You don't even have to have any Jews in your country to be an anti-Semite. But there's something about the Jew that bothers everybody, and it's without necessarily a kinna of Gashmias, although there's a great component of that as well. And obviously there's no reason to stick it to them and to flaunt it in their eyes, and that certainly arouses their anti-Semitism, their instincts. But there's a much greater spiritual component to anti-Semitism. And I believe that it's something that bothers the guy. Why are you the chosen people? Is almost an admission that you are the chosen people. Esav does not deny that Yaakov ends up with the Bechora and with the Bracha. He just hates him for it. He doesn't say, I have a better Bracha. He doesn't say that I retain the Bechora. He says, Loma zeli Bechora. HaBracha achas l'cha avi. Esav acknowledges that Yaakov has the Bracha. Esav acknowledges that Yaakov has the Bechora. But what's even more critical is that the Birchas Avraham, which Yitzchak gives to Yaakov when he's about to leave, Ayetz Yaakov Beer Sheva, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless you, V'yitin l'cha as Birchas Avraham l'cha zaracha acharecha, l'rishtecha as eretz megurecha, that Bracha, Esav knows, was never intended for him. And I think that that's where the sinna of Umas HaOlam comes, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Atem Tiyu Li, like the very famous expression that we say under the chuppah, Harei At Yekudesh Es Li, so too is it that you're married to this husband to the exclusion of everyone else. There's a remarkable medrash in Eicha Rava. It's on the pasuk in Perek Gimel, Zois Oshiv El Libi Al Kein Oichil Loi. This is what I will contemplate in the midst of all the churban, in the midst of the crematoria. Zoysa shiv elibi al kein oichil, so I shall have hope. Because there's something that I contemplate. And what is it? The next pasuk. Chazdei Hashem ki loy samnu, ki loy cholu rachamav. Every single day, in Moedim we say, Moedim anachnu lochal nisecho shebchoyim imonu hatoiv, ki loy cholu rachamecha, amarachim ki loy samu chasadecha. Rabbi Abba Bakana says, Moshol umelech shenosa isha, because of l'ksuba gedoylof, because of l'kach v'kach chupais ani yoyselach, I'll build you all kinds of palaces, v'kach v'kach tachshitin, I'll give you all sorts of jewels, v'kach v'kach kesev v'zov ani yoyselach. And then he left her. He nicho shonim rabois v'holach loy l'medinas hayam. V'oyu shchein oysoa mekantrois oysoa v'oymrois lo, loy ba'alech shovek yoseich. Don't you see they would mock her and scoff at her? Don't you see that your husband abandoned you? Zili nasvi loch gva uchonin. Go and marry others. And she would cry and she would moan. She would take out the ksuba. She would read her ksuba and she would sigh. All those promises. And where is she? All alone. And everybody's mocking her. And everybody's saying, why don't you give him up? Give up the Ribbono Shel Olam. What has he ever done for you anyhow? Look at all the tsaros you've had, the thousands of years of golus. L'achayomim, continues the medrash, l'achayomim v'shonim bo hamelech. V'om alo, it's an amazing medrash. T'meya ani mimeich, eichim tant li kol hashonim halolu. How is it possible that you remained faithful to me throughout all these years? Om lo loy, adoini hamelech, iluleik suboscha meruba shekosavtoli. If it wouldn't be for this incredible ksuba, which of course shows your connection to me, shows your tremendous devotion to me, shows your love for me. My neighbors would have already confounded me. And I would have slipped. But kach umos ha'olam meinin es Yisrael. They torture Klal Yisrael, they taunt them. Your God does not want you. Shavik yoschon, he abandoned you. Salik shchintay me'aleichon, he took away your shchina from you. Bo'u etzleinu. Come. Come join us. V'onu memanim eschem tukasin, v'apachasin, v'istratlitin, v'Yisrael nichnasim b'batei kneisios v'batei medrashah shalahem. Yisrael comes into the batei medrash after being taunted. Now this taunt is a very interesting taunt because there's a carrot and a stick. The carrot is, we'll make you great, we'll make you special, just join us, become part of us. And what is the response of Klal Yisrael? They read the ksuba. V'Yisrael nichnasim b'batei kneisios v'batei medrashah shalahem. And when they read these words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, these great incredible promises, this ksuba which is full of tachshitim and kesev zov and chupos, umisnachamim, and they are comforted. L'machar, continues the medrash, kishahagu'ula ba'ah, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bonai, Tomei Ani Mikem, Heichim Tamten Li Kol HaShonim Halolu. But when the Gula comes, like the Melech when he returns, he says, how could you have waited so long? V'hein Oimlim Lefanav Ribayin Kol HaLomim, V'hein Oimlim Lefanav Ribayin Kol HaLomim, Ululei Soiros Choshen Asato Lonu, V'ayinu Nichnosim, V'vatei Kneisios, V'vatei Medroshois, V'ayinu Koilim, V'panisi Aleichem, V'lei Sigal Nafshi Eschem, V'l Hit'anu Umus HaOilam Mimcha, Hadohu dechsev lulei seirosecho shashuoi ozavadeti bionyi. L'kach nem azois oshiv alibi alkein oichil. I learned from this medrash many things, but the particular nekuda that I wanted to point out. Yisrael echnosim batei kreisios batei medrashos misnachemim, because they read the pasuk of anisi aleichem vifreisi eschem v'irbeisi eschem. The image here is the ksuba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll never abandon you. And even if it appears, because of Hester Ponim and all of the Tzaris of Golos, even it appears to everyone, to the Goyim and to many Jews alike, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gone away for a very long time, maybe he's not coming back. And there's so much assimilation, and there's so much anxiety. Nevertheless, when Klal Yisrael reads the words of the Ksuba that are written in the Torah, Fanisi Aleichem V'Freisi Eschem, they're Misnachamim. But I think there's something much bigger. They read those Psukim, because those Psukim contain in them the promise. But when it says Adohu Diksiv Lulei Sarascha Shashuay Ozavadati Bionyi, it doesn't just mean Sarascha Shashuay, because in the Torah there are those promises. And those promises are the equal of Tachshitin and Kesev Azov and the Chupos of the Malka who's waiting for her Melech to come back. The Lulei Sarascha Shashuay is the fact that because we have the Torah is a fortress, the Torah is a plaything. It's something that makes us love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It brings us the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anyone who has the Torah understands intuitively and viscerally. He understands with his mind and with his heart and with his kishkes that not only has HaKadosh Baruch Hu not abandoned us, but that we have been given the tool for survival no matter how long the Golus takes. And that in the end, even in Golus, we can be great. And even in Golus, we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It reminds me very much of the tefillah of Reb Chiya, that after he finished his Shmoneh Esrei, Reb Chiya said the following words: Yiratzim lefanecha Hashem elokeinu v'elokei aboseinu, shetei toroscho umanoseinu ba'olam hazeh, v'al yidve libeinu v'al yachshuchu einenu. The Marsha points out that the words al yidve libeinu v'al yachshuchu einenu are paraphrases of a pasuk also in Megillas Eicha. At the end of Megillas Eicha, it says al zeh hayadove libeinu alei lachashchu einenu al hartzion sheshamim. If hartzion is shamim, we are miserable. We have misery in our hearts, and our eyes are darkened. We live in choshech afela. He says, The connection the Maharsha does not explain, but I'll explain it to you. It's very simple. The remarkable thing is that even when there was a Beis HaMikdash, if we wanted the Shekhinah, we had to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And Torah has this incredible koyach, this lulei sarascha shashuay, that we can stay in the Beis Medrash, we can be in the inside of our home, we can be in any of our own Dalet Amos, wherever we are, in any place on earth. And in every one of those places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Avoy Eilecha Uveirachticha, I will come to you. And wherever there is Shekhinah, wherever there is the Shekhinah that comes through Torah, there cannot be Cheshchas Alev and Dvuya Seinayim, even if Shualim Hilchuvai in the Mokam HaMikdash, even if there's an Al-Aqsa Mosque, and even if they're throwing stones from the top down below, and even if there's a murder in this town and in that town, in this city and in that city, and even if the entire world roils with anti-Semitism. But we have the Helik HaTorah, and we read the Ksuba, and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shekhinah is still with us, and you are coming back. Maybe Golus is Mipnei Chatoinu Galinu Me'atzeinu. Maybe there are a lot of other things. You know, the emphasis is that the history of the world ends with Yemais HaMashiach. And the history of the world is still in the process of what I would call Yitzias Mitzrayim. We never really arrived. It doesn't matter how many times we were in Eretz Yisrael, just as it doesn't matter that we can be in Eretz Yisrael today. But we have never really arrived. Arriving means something else entirely. And I'll try to explain what it means in a moment. But until we arrive, I would remind the Olam of a very fascinating Avudram. The Avudram speaks about those two little paragraphs that are printed in many Sidurim side by side before you take out the Torah Mondays and Thursdays. Kel Erech HaPayim. And the Nusach is almost identical. And there's a fascinating paragraph in the Avudram in Dinei Kriyas HaTorah, which I will read to you. V'kasa baal mishmeres hamoyadois. It's some sefer called Mishmeres Hamoyadois, which the Avudram is quoting. Sha'atam sha'omrim b'rishoyna v'hoshiyenu u'b'acharoyna hatzileinu. And the minhag apparently was that they said both, even though they're almost exactly the same, except for that one says hoshiyenu and one says hatzileinu. Ki b'tchila onu mevakshim ala gu'ula mehagolus. First of all, we ask that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should finally bring the Golus to an end, to this incredible conclusion called Yemais HaMashiach. V'hi ha-Yeshua ha-Shleima. That's called a Yeshua. And then, v'chakach onu mevakshim rachamim. Ki gam toch zmane yoseinu b'Golus hu yatzileinu mikol ro, mitzoris ha-Ivim u'gzeiroisam. Ad kan. Remarkable thing is, timsa b'shteyim chamishim teivois. He continues, k'neged ha-seles ha-dibrois, v'aboyim yoyim sh'omad Moshe b'ho, l'kabel ha-Torah. Now, of course, what he means is because that we're saying this right before we take out the Torah. But I would like to add, if Misham Yod the sin of Umas Ha'olam al Yisrael, then it's very appropriate that before we take out that Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which separated us, Vivdilanu min Agoyim, V'nasan lanu Torah emes, that maybe it's appropriate, that kind of remes. But what is he saying? He's saying that in the Yeshua from the Golus, we don't know how long the Golus is going to be. And there's so much murder and so much tzaras, and so much pain, and so much assimilation, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we need a Yeshua in the Golus, while we are in the Golus, because otherwise we'll never make it to the Yemais HaMashiach. You know, there's a Chassidish Maisa, that one of the great Rebbes was traveling, a guy was driving him, and towards the end of the trip, they were heading towards an inn. Somehow, many Chassidish stories somehow end up traveling towards an inn. But they were going to an inn, and the guy stopped, pulled over to the side, took out a flask of schnapps, of whiskey from his pocket, and he started to drink. And the Rebbe said to him, please, I'm in a rush. We're just about coming to the inn. Can't you wait? In the inn, you'll have what to drink. And the guy answered him, yeah, but till the drink, I need a drink. This the Yeshua, said the Rebbe. Daf min hob my Yeshua. And so it was that Avudram says, in the name of the Mishmeres HaMoyadois, that we say the same identical tefillah except with one knach, one twist. Because we need the Yeshua, but until the Yeshua, we need a Hatzolah. And that is what we daven for. When will it end? So there's a very remarkable pasuk that we say all the time. Also, when we take out the Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ki mitzion teitzei soira u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And this, of course, is strange, because the Torah comes from Sinai. So what does it mean? Ki mitzion teitzei soira? And the answer, of course, is to be found in the source of that pasuk, which is the second perek of Yeshayahu. And apparently for the Navi Micha, it was important enough to repeat word for word in perek Dalit of Micha in Treyasa. V'hoya ba'achis hayomim, nochen yiyahara beis Hashem b'roish ha'horim, v'nisomik va'os, the har beis Hashem will be lifted on high, it will be above all the mountaintops. V'noharu elof kalagoyim, and all the goyim will stream to that place, which is har beis Hashem. V'hochu amim rabim, continues the pasuk, v'omru, and the nations will say, amim rabim, many nations, l'chu v'na'ale el har Hashem el beis Elokei Yaakov. I point out, Chazal tell us in Maseches Pesachim, Loika Avraham Shekoi, Hal, Loika Yitzchak Shekosu by Sodeh, Ki Yaakov Shekoi, Bayis Ein Zekim, Beis Elikim. They will say, L'chul V'na'ale El Har Hashem, El Beis Elikei Yaakov. But what's important to know is that if it's Avraham's place, it could also be Yishmael's place. If it belongs to Yitzchak, Esav too, Esav is also a son. Esav is also entitled. But if they admit that it's Yaakov's place, in Yaakov there is mitasa shlema, it's just Yaakov and the Shvatim, it's just Klal Yisrael. There's going to come a time when the Makom HaMikdash will be acknowledged by the entire world, not just by a president of this country or of that country. It will be acknowledged by the entire world that Yerushalayim is the center of the earth, that Beis Hashem belongs to Yaakov, that Beis Hashem is not only belonging to Yaakov, but if we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if we want to know the Emes, that's where we have to go. We'll go in the ways of Yaakov, in the paths of Yaakov, which are the ways of Hashem, and the paths of Hashem. And ironically, as much as the United Nations is so full of Sinas Yisrael, the emblazoned on the stone outside of the United Nations is the famous expression, which is from this Pasuk Dalid of Perek Beis of Yeshayahu. V'kitzu chavoysom li'itim, they shall beat their swords into plowshares. V'chanisoseim l'mazmeros lo yiso goy al goy cherev, v'lo yil meduoid milchama. The vision of Yeshayahu in these psukim, repeated by Micha, is a vision not of a Torah that comes from Sinai, a Torah that comes from Sinai which brings the sin of Umas Ha'olam al Yisrael, but a Torah that comes from Tzion, where everyone is acknowledging that there is an Am HaNivchar, and that they are entitled to be the Am HaNivchar. And in fact, if we want the key to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to go to Klal Yisrael, to the Har Hashem El Beis Elokei Yaakov. Until we are there, we're going to need the Hatzolah so that we can arrive at the Yeshua. And every year, in every circumstance, every once in a while we fall asleep, every once in a while we think it's pretty good, and then all of a sudden, the thing rears its head and reminds us of what Bilam said, Heinam levodod yishkoin uvagoyim lo yischashov. Reminds us of what Haman said, Yeshno am echad mefuzor meforet beino amim. And Haman keeps saying, B'daseim shoynos mikolom b'dastose amelech eino moisim. And Mitzrayim says, Hava nischak meloi penyir bevoyok yisikrino melchom v'noisav gamu al soneinu. And in all of the Hitler's yimach shmom, and the Haman's yimach shmom, and the Paro's yimach shmom, and every single one of them, we wonder how long are we able to survive this. And we realize, as the Medrash says, that we have to keep taking out the Ksuba again and again and reading about the Chupais and the Kesev Azov, reading about all of the great, wonderful promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fonisa Aleichem v'Freisi Eschem v'Nasati Mishkoni v'Soichichem. And how do we accomplish that? How do we have the Hatzolah before the Yeshua? Lulei Sarosha Sha'ashuai Azavadati Be'onyi. You bind yourself to the Torah more and more. They cannot take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as long as we are not severed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zois Oshiv Alibi Alkein Oichiloi Chazdei Hashem Kiloi Somnu, we will prevail. Prevail to what extent? We will prevail to such an extent that the Goyim ultimately will come to us and say, teach us. Because it will be Lo Yisa Goy Al Goy Cherev for Yomidu Oid Muhammad. I'd just like to finish. I think it's a beautiful observation. At least Ashkenazim, when they make Havdalah, there's a preamble. You know, Havdalah is Ben Yisrael Amim, not just Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheshes Yimei HaMaaseh. In that preamble, Hinei Kel Yeshuasi Eftach V'Le'efchod, there's another pasuk right after that. It's also from Yeshayahu. Now, it's very interesting. The pasuk says, Ki Oziv Zimrasko Hashem Vahili Lishua. That phrase is mentioned three times in Tanakh. the first time in Oz Yashir. Oz Yashir, Ozi v'zimras ka v'ahi li lishua. The second time in Hallel. Ozi v'zimras ka v'ahi li lishua. In both of those times, we have not yet come to the Geula. In both of those times, we have not yet arrived. It's Oz Yashir, Oz Shor Eloi Ne'amar. And of course, in Hallel, Kol Goyim Svavuni, Sabuni Gam Svavuni, Sabuni Kidvoilim, Dochay Dichisani Lin Poel V'Hashem Azaroni, Ozi v'zimras ka v'ahi li lishua. But Yeshayahu paraphrased the Pasuk, he didn't quote it exactly. Yeshayahu says, Perik Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph and Beis, V'amarta b'yoyim ahu, in the day that is yet to come, Oitcha Hashem ki anafta bi, I praise you Hashem and have gratitude to you because you are angry at me. Yoshov apcha usenachameni, you will remove your anger and you will comfort me. Hinei keil Yeshuasi eftach v'lo efchod, I will trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is my Yeshua and I will not be afraid. Ki ozi v'zimras ka Hashem v'hi li lishua. I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but he added the full name of Hashem after ka. He interpolates, he sticks in the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei between ka and v'hi li lishua. Ozi v'zimras ka Hashem v'hi li lishua. You know why? Because Yud Kei represents the constant struggle with Amalek, with Esav. As Chazal say, that until the battle with Esav is finished, Ein Hashem Shalem Vein Akise Shalem, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka Melchom Al Hashem B'Amalek. When will the Shem become Shalem? When the Melchom with Amalek will come to an end. When it will be V'naru Elov Kol Agoyim. Shabbos represents that kind of time in miniature. We go into Shabbos, and we go into Shabbos mode. Shabbos is full of light, full of joy. Shabbos is a time when we put on our big day Shabbos, when we become Choshuv. Shabbos is a time when we can forget. We can forget all of our trials and tribulations and all our travails. There's no Avelus on Shabbos. But what happens when Shabbos is over and we go right back into the miserable Golus and remind ourselves of the Ben Yisrael Amim and the Misham Yod Sinalu Mesoilam Al Yisrael Lomanik Rosh Masinai. So we comfort ourselves with these psukim, which are L'Osid Lavo, that the Ka, the Yud Kei, which represents that Esav is still hounding us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechama with Amalek has not come yet to an end. But the Ka will be turned into Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ozi v'zimras Ka Hashem v'yehi li lishua. And that gives us the comfort to survive the cold Motzai Shabbos, which enters into a chol, and we are returned from the Yom Shekula Shabbos to the chol and to the horrible embrace of the Umas Ha'olam, Sinai Yisrael. Rabbi Isai, what is the one thing that we have to do in this bitter golos? Lule sarascha shashuay azavadati b'anyi. There is no other answer, there is no other solution, nor do we need one. The embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an embrace that banishes all fear and all anxiety. And no other consideration will ever do that. And every time there's such an episode as we had yesterday, there's going to be a crisis, and there's going to be conventions, and going to be meetings, and there are going to be leaders and speeches galore. But the world is what it is, and it's not going to change. We've got a respite of so many years, 70 years, because after you murder millions and millions of Jews, you got to give them a little bit of a break. It's just not gentlemanly to keep killing Jews over and over again. The 70 years are up. It's the lifetime of a person. There's nobody left. Survivors are few and far between. They're a handful. It's time to start killing Jews again. It's time to rear our heads. It's time to proclaim the communists that we're capitalists, the capitalists that we're communists, the Democrats that we're Republicans, Republicans that we're Democrats. We are internationalists? No. We hide and we are parochial and narrow and we are exclusivists. So what are we? The answer is we are the Aman Ivchar. That's what we are. And we have the Halakha Torah and we have the Ribbono Shel Olam. And one day, could be tomorrow, and it could be 1,000 years from now. We have no way of knowing. We hold on to that Torah. But one day it will be V'naru Elav Kol Agoyim, because Misham Yod Sinah La'olam will be transformed to Kim Yitzion Teitzei Saiga, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim.